Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Hey, everybody. We're going to pick up today from the McDougall program, and we're going to talk about allergic diseases. And this is the standard practice. Okay, so again, we're going to go through the standard practice, and then we're going to talk about Dr. McDougall's recommendations for, you know, the common practices. It's kind of different than what's being recommended. So, and this is on, like I said, allergic diseases. The substances that cause allergic reactions are known as allergens. They include most of the natural components in foods and beverages and particles breathed in with the air, such as house dust, pollens, mold, spores, and insect parts. Chemicals added to natural and manufactured products can also cause allergic reactions in sensitive people. And, of course, the very medications that doctors prescribe for our well-being can betray some people by becoming allergic to them. Most allergy-prone people will react to several different kinds of allergens. The reactions they display range from a runny nose to a burning bladder, as well as afflictions of any other body's other parts and systems, from head to soles. Heredity and emotional stress are regarded as important contributory factors in the development of allergic responses. Now, this is the current treatment. Symptom-relieving drugs such as antihistamines, stimulates of the sympathetic nerve system, smooth muscle relaxants, and steroids, and allergy shots. Many different kinds of tests are used to identify the substances that cause allergic reactions to make a person sick. They include skin tests, provocation tests, and blood tests. Their accuracy at identifying what you are actually allergic to ranges from useful to fair. Some tests are uncomfortable. All are costly. Here are the drawbacks to these treatments. Drugs are effective for relief of symptoms only, and side effects to the medications are significant. The destruction of tissue that is caused by the allergic reaction continues unchecked. Tests may never pinpoint the source of the problem. Okay, so this is what the McDougall program and diet and lifestyle implications are. Allergies are responses to the harmful interaction of our immune systems with agents from the world around us. You can take two broad approaches to improve your condition. First, you can try to find and eliminate the substance that is causing the reaction. Second, you can make your immune system stronger and therefore more resistant to the harmful substances that is at fault. And I'm going to add a little side note here, you guys. How many people do you know whose allergic reactions to pollens, hay fever, even foods? I know we all know Wendy Campbell's story about the fact that she used to be allergic to oranges. When she started taking Juice Plus, she got canker sores in her mouth. And after 2 weeks of taking Juice Plus, now she can actually eat oranges and drink orange juice. So, of course, we know that Juice Plus is really going to help support our immune system. And we will have a better, you know, our bodies will better be able to deal with the allergens that we're exposed to. So continuing with what Dr. McDougall says, he says, why some people are allergic and others are not is still a grand puzzle. Most scientists think that susceptibility to allergens may be due to an inherited predisposition. However, considerable evidence indicates that introducing certain foods, including cow's milk, too soon into an infant's diet at the time when its intestinal tract and immune system are still immature may provoke responses in its tissues that will lead to symptoms of allergy later in life. Similarly, respiratory allergies and skin problems may be started at that tender age when the infant's immune responses are unable to cope properly with the alien allergens. The ultimate and best test for identifying the substance suspected of causing an allergy is to eliminate the substance, whether it is a food or a pollen or a chemical compound, and then to note it if the symptoms disappear and the patient's health is improved. Confirmation of the diagnosis back into the patient's diet or environment and observing if the illness returns. Don't overlook the obvious truth that elimination of the villainous allergen is also the ultimate and only treatment for curing the allergy. Although countless substances can cause allergies, the foods he eats should be the first suspects that an allergic person should investigate. This is true for two reasons. First, whatever we eat is 100% within our control. Therefore, once the cause of a food allergy is identified, you can decide to remove that item from your diet. Second, suspecting your food is a good bet, foods represent one of our most frequent, intimate, and diversified contacts with our environment. Molecule for molecule, we interact with the components in our foods more than with air or water, and obviously the complexity of the substances we contact through our foods is many times greater than that of compounds found in air or water. Even allergic problems that on first impression seem to be due to agents other than those present in foods, pollens for instance, can often be helped by a change in diet. The immune system has a limited capacity to handle allergens from many sources. If your immune system is overwhelmed and you can lighten its burden in any way, for example, by eliminating all dairy products, then you will be helped to tolerate the pollen grains swirling about you from the tree outside your bedroom window. Current treatments: eliminate entirely or reduce significantly the allergens in your environment, whether in air or drinks or foods. Most people will resolve their food allergies by simply adopting a starch-based diet as taught in the McDougall program, for the simple reason that six of the leading causes of food allergies are eliminated immediately when this change is made. Gone are the dairy products, eggs, chocolate, nuts, shellfish, and fish. If your problems persist after 4 weeks on a starch-based diet, then the next suspects to eliminate are wheat, corn, citrus fruits, tomatoes, and strawberries. The most frequent causes of allergy among the foods is the vegetable kingdom. And you guys, as a side note, even though we have oranges and we have tomatoes in the Juice Plus, you don't seem to see the same allergic reactions, because usually these allergic reactions are manifested in breaking this food down when the mouth comes into contact, when the enzymes in the mouth come into contact with the food, and then as we break it down in the gut, that's why we experience these allergic reactions. But since Juice Plus is already pre-digested, if you will, and already broken down and goes into your bloodstream within 5 minutes, we just typically don't see these allergic reactions. Now, of course, if I have a person who goes into anaphylactic shock because they're allergic to pineapples or papaya, we're not going to push the envelope there, because I would just never want to tell somebody that would be okay. But if they've got slight allergies to anything that's in Juice Plus, I just tell them to start off slow, see how they do. Just like Wendy Campbell in the Orange Story, that's a good thing. The next step is identifying a food that might be the cause of your allergy is to follow an elimination diet. The diet allows you to eat only the foods that are least likely to cause your allergic reaction. When you begin this diet, allow about 1 week in order to completely clear your body of foods that were eaten before starting the diet. By the end of this week, if their trouble was indeed due to these foods, most people will be relieved of symptoms. During the elimination period, all foods should be thoroughly cooked, because cooking alters the proteins in them, making them less likely to provoke allergic responses. After a week on this kind of fare, your food allergy should have ended, and you should be feeling well. And if this is the case, then you should begin to add other foods to the diet, but only one at a time, to determine if any of them cause your allergic reactions. For testing purposes, each new food should be eaten in large amounts 3 times a day for 2 days. If the food does not cause a reaction, you can conclude that it is a non-allergenic. Most reaction occurs within a few hours, but rarely a reaction may not show up for several days. Each food must be tested individually. Do not introduce 2 new foods at once. When you do have an allergic reaction to a specific food, you must wait. So you must wait 4 to 7 days before testing the next item. This Interval gives you the time you need to clear your system of the allergy-causing food. Dr. Dougal's recommendations in general, if you cannot identify a definite organic cause for your health problem, then suspect that it might be due to an allergy, especially to one caused by something you're eating, and search for the culprit. A dietary approach to managing food allergies is the safest and most sensible step you can take for testing and for treatment. Take symptom-controlling drugs only as a last resort. And you guys, I wanted to let you know that I had misread something earlier when it talked about the accuracy at identifying what you are actually allergic to ranges from useless to fair. So the typical practice of doctors right now, he's saying, are pretty useless to fair. And we've heard Dr. Pam Popper talk about this a lot of times too. Because for many doctors, you know, it's kind of a crapshoot. I mean, it's a, you know, they're trying to diagnose, which is basically that means they're guessing. And so you know your body better. So my recommendation is, you know, learn as much as you can. Be an advocate for your own health, and you can be an advocate for your family's health. And, you know, we get so much wonderful education within our Juice Plus family that we have the privilege of passing on to others. So tomorrow we will talk about Alzheimer's disease.